center. But other than that, Rafters weren't able to cash in as the 0-1 hooks into right field, drops before Bobo can get to it. And once again, Grant Ross, back-to-back hits for the shortstop. So that's the third hit for the Chinooks as Drew Townsend will step in and was walked on his last appearance at the plate. So from Missouri State, Kansas City, Missouri product. So Ross at first. Kaiser sets and delivers up and away outside of the zone. 1-0. Ross at first. The 1-0. Swing and a miss outside for strike one. Count runs at one apiece. So Rafters five hits to Lakeshore's three. There's been a lot of hitting here in the first two and a third innings. The 1-1. Once again, four in for a strike. 1-2. Ryan Kaiser. Two strikeouts so far. Kaiser sets the 1-2, swinging a bouncer over to Kaiser on the first baseline. The throw at first, he's got him to Basir. So advancing to second is Ross, and one down. So Avery Owusu-Asadu is due up, who struck out looking on his last at bat. It was on a full count. He was smiling at the umpire afterwards. And it seemed like he wasn't too happy. Even though he was smiling, he was just couldn't believe it. So Ross at second as Owusu-Asadu grounds a ball into Taylor. And he fields it over to first to Basir in time for the second out. That advances Ross to third and two down. And Joey Spence is due up. He'll ground it out to the third baseman of Degatti on his last at bat. Kaiser sets in and serves outside, 4-1, 1-0. So Spence out of West Bend, Wisconsin, from Notre Dame. The 1-0, swinging a shallow bouncer over to Kaiser. Fields it in the glove. The throw to first is on time for the third out. So the Rafters still lead 3-1 as we head to the home half of the inning in the bottom of the third. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
The bottom of the third we go, and Shane Taylor is due up. He grounded out on his last at bat. The Utah Tech product batting a 324 with 12 hits. As that sets in, Alba finds the zone for a strike. 0-1. No balls, one strike. Shane Taylor, the left-hander. And the trustworthy second baseman, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Went after it a little bit late. Got caught on the outside edge for strike number two. 0-2. Taylor will come set. The 0-2 from Alba. Outside edge for a ball. 1-2. 8 combined hits. Only in 2.5 innings down. As Alba serves the 1-2. Swing and a miss again for strike number 3. So Shane Taylor strikes out. And the first strikeout for Mitch Alba's day comes true on the second baseman. So Anthony Gallison, who drove in an RBI double, as he hooked a ball into right field that dropped on the first base line. As first pitch on the way, Gallison once again swings in for a strike. 0-1. 1 out. Alba serves. Popped out. Back out on the right side in foul territory. 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes with 1 down. The 0-2, swinging a grounder into the shortstop of Ross. The throw over to first across his body is on time. Boy, he had to make an excellent effort and had to really go after that ball because I was going right towards second base into center field, but Ross came over and made an excellent play. So Jorge Degatti, who struck out swinging on his last at bat, setting in and throwing is Alba, but just up and away for a ball. 1-0. 1 ball, no strikes, 2 outs, the 1-0. Up and away for ball number 2. 2-0. 2 down. Coming set and serving the 2-0. Swing and a drive that pulls into the right fielder of Townsend. Reaches out and makes an easy grab for 3 outs. So a 3 up and 3 down inning for the Chinooks as we head to the top of the fourth here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your 4-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
To the top of the first, we go, as Drake Fries will step in. And Fries, out of Orange, California, And the rising redshirt junior, also a San Diego guy, who's appeared in three games with seven innings of work, five hits allowed, a run, and he's had six strikeouts. So wearing the number 45 jersey for the Rafters. So Fry's getting warmed up. And a guy that, he's got a big arm. I mean, he's definitely a talented pitcher. So Fries will step in and having a word with his catcher, Hogan Alixo. So leading off is Brady Council, who got a base hit on his last at bat. So the second baseman out of the University of Minnesota is one for one today. Drake Fries, the right-hander, sets, serves, just outside for a ball. So three innings for Ryan Kaiser. He allowed three hits to run, and he had two strikeouts as well. Also two batters walked as the 1-0 comes in from Fries, tipped on the inside. Council just a little bit late, got away from it, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Fries digs in and delivers the 1-1. Goes down the outside edge, finding the zone, 1-2. So Drake up in the count early. He had four strikeouts against Wausau back on June the 6th when the Rafters acquired a 3-0 win. The 1-2, swinging a line drive that pulls into the right field gap. Right before Bobo can get after it, Council, once again, he's the only only Chinook to get home today, and he's 2-for-2 on the day. So Josh Overbeek is due up, struck out swinging on his last at-bat. Brady Council, how about him? Had a home run yesterday, and now he starts his day 2-for-2 with two base hits. First pitch from Fries, swinging a shallow ground ball over to Fries. The throw is way off the mark, over by Castagnola, that goes into center field. So a double play opportunity halted by a wild throw from Drake Fries. So getting the first was Overbeek. At second now is Council. So Fries off the mark, just going to have to get loose. So rifled the ball way over Castagnola. Lucky that Council didn't go three. So nobody down, and Fries throws in for a ball. One out count. Drake Fries, and nobody down. Fries sets in and serves the 1-0. Popped out on the right side. 1-1. So Overbeek at first, Council at second. No outs here in the top of the fourth. Fries sets, serves the 1-1, up and out of the zone for a ball. 2-1. That was a breaking ball at 76 miles per hour. 2-1 count. Fries kicks, winds, and serves a 2-1. A steal opportunity. Alixo fires it over to third, but Council gets there in time. And that Overbeek steals it well as well. So Overbeek at second, Council at third. Boy, he really took off to the races quickly. As Alixo tried to gun him down at third, wasn't successful. So now two runners in scoring position. The tying run at second, no outs, and it's a 2-1 count. Brady Council is really coming to play today. So Kirk Schreiner wants to have a word with home plate umpire Brandon Ottens. So just some clarification. So Will Johannes is due up, who was walked on his last at bat. And the first baseman out of Madison College has an opportunity. Has a 3-1 count. The 3-1 from Fries comes and finds a strike. A late call there from the head umpire as Johannes was ready to take first. So count runs full. Nobody down. Schnucks threatening here. The leading run at the plate. The 3-2. Right down on the inside, but away for ball number four. That puts Johannes at first. So Johannes at first, Overbeek at second, and Council at third. So bases loaded and no outs. Rafters know they're going to have to get a double play to allow the second run. Jason Chafe due up, the DH. Who had a sac fly RBI on his last at bat, which eventually sent Council home. Fry sets in and throws way upstairs for a ball. 1-0. Council leads off at third. The 1-0 down inside the zone for a strike. 1-1. One count with Johannes at first, Overbeek at second, and Council at third. The 1-1, swing and a miss down low for strike two. So Fry is ahead in the count, 1-2. Rafters have out hit the Chinooks 5-4. Each team with an error. Fries kicks and fires the 1-2. The check swing, did he fully come across? First plate umpire Brandon Hastings said he did not. That looked like from this angle. And he came across for strike three. Now it's 2-2. Fries sets in and serves the 2-2 way up out of the box. Out of the zone, 3-2. Now a full count. Fries one ball away from putting Council home, which would make this a one-run ball game. Set the 3-2, and outside for a strike. Finds the right edge of the zone for one down. And Drake Fries' first strikeout. So Gabe Ressler, the left fielder, is due up. So one down, base is still loaded here in the top of the fourth. Excellent pitch there from Drake Fries. So Ressler, who popped out on his last at bat, is due up. He swings and pops a ball into the right field side. Coming under it is Bobo, tagging up from third. Heading to home is Council. And the throw over to third to Overbeek. And he slides safe just in time. So the throw from Bobo. Council gets home. And Overbeek gets to third. So now it's a one-run game. Here with two down. So Grant Ross, not the guy they would like to see up, who's 2-for-2. And we return to the top of the order. Two base hits today. Johannes at first, Overbeek at third. And Fry sets and serves down low. Calixto gets up quickly. Was looking for the putout, possibly at first, as Johannes a couple feet off the bag. One out with two down. Fries sets in and finds the zone for a strike. So now it's 3-2. And the tying run, Josh Overbeek stands at third. The 1-1 way inside and ducking is Ross for a 2-1 count. Two balls, a strike. Ross 2-for-2 today. As the pickoff attempt over at first to Johannes. Ross, two hits, two at-bats. He went yesterday 2-for-4. So a guy that's been batting a 429. He's been remarkable. He's only 2-for-2 today. The 2-1 inside for a ball, so 3-1. Three balls, a strike. Fries serves a 3-1, and coming on the inside and backing away is ball number four. Ross will take first. Puts Johannes at second. And Overbeek stands at third. So Drew Townsend is due up, who grounded out on his last at bat. Walked on his first one, grounded out on his second. So two down. Schnucks already got a run. They're threatening again as that ball popped out on the backside near the backtrack. 0-1. So bases juiced once again for Lakeshore. Tying run 90 feet away. The leading run at second. Will Johannes stands there now. Grant Ross, the shortstop, at first. 0-1 count. Fries sets in and serves, but finding a little bit low for a ball. 1-1. Drake Fries, the 1-1 home. Swinging a foul tipped out on the backside. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Raptors need this third out. They lead 3-2, but Lakeshore, bases loaded. Fries, the 1-2, popped out back again off the top of the bat for Townsend, out of play. So 1-2 once again. Drake Fries at the University of San Diego will come set. The 1-2 home. Right down the plate for strike three. A much-needed strikeout for Drake Fries. And the Raptors give up a run, but they still lead 3-2 as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning here on WFHR.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the fourth we go as Hogan Holigzo is due up. walked on his last at-bat, but the Raptors gave up a run on the top of this inning. So they still lead 3-2. They've out-hit Lakeshore 5-4. They took an early 3-0 lead in the bottom of the first, but Lakeshore a run in the second and then a run in the top of the fourth here. It's bottom of the fourth inning. Ligzo, the leadoff, as Alba deals in and a swing and a miss on the outside for a strike, 0-1. Hogan Ligzo, the trustworthy catcher behind the plate, is now the 0-1 count. Outside for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. The 1-1, as that swings and a ball just fouled out on the right side. 1-2. Bounced out on the right field line. It was fair for a moment, but hooked away. 1-2 count. Hogan Ligzo, the Creighton Blue Jay, out of Omaha, Nebraska. The guy that was number one catcher in the state of Nebraska coming out of high school. The 1-2, swing and the drive that drops into the left center gap. And Ligzo starts things off with a leadoff single. So a much needed hit there for Hogan for his confidence. He records his first of his first summer here in Wisconsin Rapids. So James Castagnola is due up, who struck out swinging on his last at-bat. Ligzo leads off at first. Mitch Alba will come set. He'll kick, wind, and fire up and away for a ball 1-0. One ball, no strikes. At first, there's Ligzo that comes down the plate for a strike, 1-1. One ball and one strike. Mitch Alba, pickoff attempt over at first to Johannes, and sliding back towards the rubber in time was Ligzo. So a lot of leadoff singles we've seen here today. Two from Brady Council on the other side of the field, as the 1-1 comes down low for a ball 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Dealing the 2-1 as Alba popped out back behind home plate, 2-2. So at first, Ligzo, a leadoff single that fell into the left center gap. Setting the 2-2 up and away for ball number three. So the count runs full at 3-2. And Hogan Ligzo remains at first. James Castagnola, who struck out swinging on his last at bat. And the UC Irvine looking for his first hit. The 3-2 was, he tops one out on the backside. And that goes out for strike number three. So dropping the third strike was the catcher, Joey Spence. Getting the second was Ligzo. So as soon as he saw Joey Spence drop that catch, Ligzo, the green light to second. So we return to the top of the order. Nolan Saylors is due up. He's 1-for-2 today. Flew out on his last at bat. As Alba comes in and Saylors pops one out on the left side, 0-1. One down, bottom of the fourth. Raptors lead 3-2. They've out-hit Lakeshore 6-4. The 0-1 comes in and hits the right knee, it seemed like, and bouncing away from Joey Spence, but getting the third on a stolen base once again is Ligzo. So Ligzo to third. Two stolen base attempts come out successful. So 1-1 count. One down, Ligzo stands at third. Looking to cross home for the first time this season, the 1-1 down low, and Spence drops the catch once again. 2-1. One out, two balls a strike. Alba deals the 2-1, swinging a bouncer that goes right to the first baseman, who throws it at home to Spence. Sliding in time was Haligzo, and getting to first was Sailors. So Sailors at first, the play was made home. Haligzo gets home in time. So Johannes tried to make the heroic play, but unfortunately could not do it. So Basir is due up. Haligzo gets home, and Nolan Sailor's on first. So Jack Basir is due up. Raptors lead 4-2 now. No balls, no strikes, one out. Alba sets and fires on the right edge, but that's popped out, foul tipped out on the right side. 0-1. No balls, a strike. The 0-1. Swing, and Basir pulls a ball on the left field line. Was going to steal second with Sailors. 0-2. One out. Here in the bottom of the fourth. The 0-2. Basir swings and pulls a ball right before on the right center gap before on a one-hop bounce. Owusu Isedu could not get there, and Jack Basir, his second hit of the game, comes here in the bottom of the fourth. So one down, advancing to second with Sailors, and Brendan Bobo is due up. Bobo, who got a double on his last appearance at the plate. One out. Basir at first, Sailors at second. There's only one down as Bobo sees a strike across the plate. 0-1. Got his first hit on 13 at-bats. On his last appearance at the plate, smashed a ball into left center as Bobo swings and misses on the inside. 0-2. With one down. Mitch Alba, the right-hander, deals the 0-2. Bobo pulls a ball out on the right field line, just out of play. He made good contact. Wasn't able to keep it in play. No balls, two strikes. Alba sets and serves the 0-2. Down low for a ball, 1-2. Jack Basir, a base hit. Once again, he's 2-for-3 today. Creighton product, Nolan Sailors at second. The 1-2 down in the dirt for ball two now. 2-2. Brendan Bobo, the left-hander, on the right-handed pitcher of Mitch Alba. The 2-2 comes in, and Bobo swings and misses. He went after it, reached for it on the outside for out number two, and he strikes out. So Jack Gervich is due up, and Gervich started his day on a high note with an RBI single and then grounded out on his last appearance at the plate. But with runners on, this is a guy that you want to have up at the plate. Serving on the outside edge for a ball is Alba, 1-0. Two down here, bottom of the fourth. The 1-0 comes up and away upstairs of the zone, 2-0. Rafters lead 4-2. Alba, the 2-0. Gervich swinging a bouncer over to the second baseman in Council. The throw at the first is on time for the third out. But the Raptors get a run, an all-important run. They lead 4-2 as we head to the top of the fifth inning here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nacoosa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nacoosa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, all right, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the fifth inning, and the Rafters lead 4-2. Drake Fries still on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids as Avery Owusu-Asedu, the center fielder, is due up. He grounded out to second on his last at-bat, struck out looking on his first appearance at the plate. 0-2 today, so he's looking for his first hit. Rafters have out-hit the Chinook 7-4. Each team has committed an error. First pitch on the way from Fries comes down low, 1-0. So Owusu-Asedu out of Southern Illinois, Edwardsville, batting a 167, and Fries comes set. Delivers inside for a ball, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, top of the fifth inning. The 2-0, swing and a pop-up into shallow center. Running after it is a center fielder, and making the grab is Sailors. One down. So Joey Spence is due up out of West Bend, Wisconsin. So the catcher looking to get going as Fries comes in and deals the first pitch right down Main Street for a strike, 0-1. Curveball came in at 76 miles per hour. Fries kicks, winds in the 0-1, swinging a ball skied in the air. And getting out of the way is Jack Basir, who comes under and making the grab. So Fries gets out of the way. Basir had the good angle, and two down. So Brady Council, a guy that has shown no signs of slowing down. He was 1-for-4 yesterday, hit a solo home run, and now today he's crossed home plate and he's got two singles. So he's 2-for-2. Council plays his collegiate ball in the Big Ten for the University of Minnesota as Fries deals on the way outside for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. The 1-0 up and away out of the zone for a ball. 2-0. Two down. The 2-0. Swing and a skied ball into left field. Coming under it and making an easy grab is Anthony Gallison for the third out. So a three up and three down inning for Wisconsin Rapids. They lead 4-2 as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. You're listening to WFHR, your home for Rafters baseball. We'll step aside.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by finding and following our network's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn pages. Want even more? Go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
So bottom of the fifth, Shane Taylor, a do-up, who grounded out on his first at-bat. So a guy that's looking to get going. Struck out swinging on his second appearance at the plate as he drives one out on the left field side out of play. So no balls, a strike. The Utah Tech product. Slotted in at second base today. Alba sets and fires the 0-1 inside. 1-1. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 inside and away for a ball. 2-1. Two balls, a strike. The 2-1 comes in and Taylor flies a ball that hooks onto the left field line, and coming under it and making the grab is Ressler for the first out. So decent contact there from Shane Taylor. Wasn't able to see that ball stay fair as Anthony Gallison, who grounded out to short, is due up. So Gallison, an RBI double in his first at bat. He's 1-for-2 today. And the Coastal Carolina product batting a 174. Five RBIs on the season, including today, as he sees a ball go up and away, 1-0. Gallison slotted in at left field. We've seen him at center and left as the 1-0 comes in away, 2-0. Plays his collegiate ball for Coastal Carolina, which his season ended earlier than expected as the 2-0 comes down low, 3-0. Coastal Carolina lost to Duke in the Super Regional, which would eventually send them possibly to the College World Series, so he was very disappointed about that. But now here in Wisconsin Rapids, he's ahead in the count, 3-0. 3-0 from Alba, way outside for ball number four. So four straight balls for Mitch Alba, and that puts Anthony Gallison on first. Third baseman, number 18, So Jorge Degatti, who struck out swinging first time up, and his second time he flew out to right field. So Degatti out of Indiana and a Miami native. Before today, four hits on 12 at-bats, batting a 333. The first pitch on the way from Alba, down in the dirt, and Gallison goes over to second. The throw from Spence is not in time, and Gallison picks his poison and gets an excellent steal, putting on the afterburners. So now a runner in scoring position, Anthony Gallison at second. A wild pitch from Mitch Alba comes true for Gallison. He had the green light. 1-0 count. The throw from Alba down in the dirt once again. 2-0. So Jorge Degatti at third base. Drove in an RBI against Lakeshore last week. The 2-0 as he hooks a ball out on the right field side. Two and one. Raptors have out-hit Lakeshore 7-4 here in the bottom of the fifth. The 2-1 from Alba finds the left edge of the zone. 2-2. Galston stands at second. The count runs deuces. One down. The 2-2. Swing and a miss outside. Reaching for it on the right edge was Degatti. And he struck out swinging. So out number two, and Degatti strikes out for the second time today as Hogan Holigzo, who crossed home plate on his last time up at the plate, was responsible for the fourth run in the bottom of the fourth. Raptors lead 4-2. Hogan Holigzo got a base hit on his last at bat. He foul tips one back out on the right side. 0-1. Gallison stands at second. Two down for Lakeshore here, bottom five. Each team with an error. As the 0-1 comes set and finds the zone for a strike. Alba ahead in the count early. 0-2. First base coach for Raptors, Brian Dyer, making some signs towards Gallison as the 0-2 tipped out on the top of the bat. Back behind home plate. 0-2. Third base coach for Wisconsin Rapids, Orlando Rodriguez. Down on the third base line. As the 0-2 inside. 1-2. Chest high breaking ball at 77 miles per hour. One, two count. One, two comes in. Fouled off out on the right side. And once again, Holigzo staying alive in the count. So the rated the number one catcher out of high school in the state of Nebraska and the number 10 player overall. As the 1-2 comes in from Alba. The check swing, did he fully come across? Did not. First base umpire Brendan Hastings had a good look at it. So deuces across the board. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Alba delivers the 2-2 way on the outside and low for ball number three. So excellent discipline at the plate from Holigzo. Staying alive here in this count. The count runs full with two down. Gallison stands at second. Alba kicks Wines in the payoff. Outside edge for strike number three. Holigzo can't believe it. And out number three as we head to the top of the sixth. Raptors lead 4-2. We'll be back here on W.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the sixth we go as Josh Overbeek will step in. So Overbeek, who got an error from the first baseman, and Basir on his last at-bat was able to get towards first and eventually get to third, wasn't able to get home. The Raptors lead 4-2, so the Cisco Junior College product is due up. So Fries still remains on the mound. He comes set and serves the first pitch inside for a strike. And ahead in the count 0-1. So scoreless baseball in the fifth inning as the 0-1 comes in just a bit away for a ball 1-1. One ball, one strike. Fries delivers and finds a curveball just above the zone, 2-1. Curveball at 77. 2-1 count, Fries, the kick, serve just outside the third ball, 3-1. A 3-1 count, Fries will set on Josh Overbeek, the 3-1, just outside, but finding the zone, 3-2. Overbeek 0-2 today. Full count. Nobody out. Here in the top of the six, the 3-2, way on the outside as Haligzo had to reach to his left for ball number four. Overbeek takes first, and now Will Johannes, who was walked on his first two at-bats and his only two at-bats today, so not gotten a hit, but has gotten on base twice. And he's been disciplined up at the plate. Fries deals in as Johannes pulls a ball into left field, and running after it is Gallison, and Johannes gets to first. Moving to second is Overbeek, and the Chinooks threatening here in the top of the sixth. So the first hit from Will Johannes comes true here in the top of the sixth. So Jason Schaaf due up. He had a sac fly RBI on his first at-bat, struck out swinging on his second appearance at the plate. So two runners on. No outs. And Jason Schaaf out of Missouri State in Las Vegas, Nevada. Fries is going to have to get himself out of this hole as he serves and goes above the zone 1-0. One ball, no strikes, no outs. Johannes at first, Overbeek at second, the 1-0, and paints the right edge at the zone, 1-1. One, 1-1 count. Drake Fries looking to get himself out of this hole. Kicks and fires the 1-1 as the check swing. Did he fully come across? That was a curveball across the plate. Did not. 2-1. Jason Chafe, the DH today. 0-2, but was able to drive in a run, which eventually sent Council home from third. The 2-1. And finding the zone. 2-2. A 2-2 count. No outs. Two runners on for Lakeshore. A tying run on first. The leading run up at the plate. The 2-2. Swing and a miss inside for strike three. Out number one for the Raptors here in the top of the six. Much needed. As now they're two down. As now they're one down, two away. And Gabe Ressler is due up, who also had a sack fly on his last at bat. And so the left fielder out of Madison College from Rockton, Illinois, batting a .296, 8 hits and 2 RBIs. He also has 3 runs. Fries deals. That ball's popped out on the right side and fouled off. 0-1. So Rossler, the left fielder, is down in the count, 0-1. The 0-1 comes in, and that's fouled off the right ankle of Ressler, 0-2. So Gabe Ressler, Madison College product. We've seen a couple Madison College guys for Lakeshore. Him and Grant Ross play on the same collegiate team. One out. The 0-2 comes in and fouled off, tipped on the right side. Count still is at 0-2. One down as Fries struck out Chafe. He's ahead in the count, 0-2. Ressler here in the bottom of the order, batting in the 9-hole. Two runners on for Lakeshore. The 0-2, swinging a pop-up out on the right side once again, and Ressler staying alive here in this count. He's not going away that easily. Three straight foul balls for him. One down, no balls, two strikes. Fries looks at second, delivers the 0-2, and just down low and away for a ball, 1-2. Top of the six, Raptors lead 4-2. They've out-hit Lakeshore 7-5. But the Chinooks have the tying run on first. The 1-2 comes in. Swing and a miss down low for strike number three. The second straight strikeout for Drake Fries. Now he's starting to find his rhythm. Two down, one away. As we return to the top of the order, Grant Ross is due up. Ross, 2-for-2 today. And on his third at-bat, he was walked. So before today, batting a .429. And he's perfect today. Two hits, three at-bats. He was walked on the other one. So the first pitch comes from Fries, inciding and finding a ball, 1-0. Johannes at first, Overbeek at second. Raptors one away here in the top of the sixth. The 1-0 coming.